Podtech and a Roundtable, Halo PC Show, episode 91 for the week of December 4th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
And this is the Roundtable Show. We're going to be talking, we're going to be kind of covering something a little different. We actually have kind of a new show structure where we have four different shows now. Well, a few of them are kind of similar to what we had before. And I'm going to cover that real quick. For this show, though, we're going to be talking about Halo PC and Halo CE and all about how that works. A lot of questions people have for, you know, how the whole thing works, how the system works with, whether it be clans, whether it be putting in custom characters, custom weapons, custom maps, things like that, or whether it be the matchmaking system and stuff like that. So we'll be covering a lot of that with a big crew of experts we got here. Let's go ahead and introduce them real quick while we're here. Let's see, who do we got first? Stigmatic,
got
right?
Stigmatic, right here.
Right on.
Hola.
Faceheads here.
All right.
Crypto's in the his ass.
Unreal Crypto, here.
Super dog.
And right. Spartan 1118.
All right.
Welcome aboard, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
We've been waiting a long time for this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, JV, why don't you tell us a little bit about our new show structure we got going on?
What was that? Can you repeat that?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the new show structure we have going on with our four shows?
All right. Well, this is our first roundtable discussion. And what we're going to do is going to include roundtable at least once a month. We're also going to continue customs and call-ins, as well as the Halo 3 show. And we're also going to include two new segments called MLG Update and King of the Hill, which will be comparing certain games that are supposed to be quote-unquote Halo 2 killers, and we're going to match them up against Halo 2
right
during these shows.
Yeah,
most of the show will be about that. Resistance cool. Full of men. So, you know, we're going to change things a little around a little bit just to keep things a little fresh.
Not too much, though.
Yeah. So we got a new structure. We're talking about Halo stuff. We're talking about how other stuff compares in the video game land, and you know, keeping it real. So, all right. So let's get to the to Halo PC and get started with what people have to say about that. So, JVB, again, why don't you start us off with the first one here?
Sure. Before I start, I want to ask all you guys, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, that was great.
Oh, really good. Oh, way man. Too much.
Huge great. Turkey. Oh, it was so much fun.
Obvious. Yeah, turkey was a little cold, but, man. It's my best mashed potatoes in the world, I swear.
It was my first day I actually got to play my new 360.
Nah.
It was
now, see, this Thanksgiving I did something a little different. Because Gears of War came out, I carved my turkey with a chainsaw. Oh, it was a little messy. A little messy, so.
Man, did you have blood flying up in your eyes and everything?
Did it scream in pain?
Yeah, we're still alive. So, first I had to catch the damn thing. Yeah, first I had to catch it. So that was a pain in the butt.
My 360, or my Thanksgiving was great. The turkey was so fresh, it feels like I got it with a beer.
Sandwich.
All right, so we'll go to the first one, and it's okay. How does this Halo PC thing work? All right, G. Lewis, he's the first one to say, "Why should I play Halo CE on the PC?" That sounds cocky, but please, I need a reason. Well, you guys are the experts. Let us know why.
Well,
because we said so.
Well, you see, it's mostly because of you have a large amount of customization with what you can do. In the regular games, you had a set amount of things that you could only do with these things, and well, I'll admit that does get boring after a while. So, what Halo CE does, it adds a new level of immersion and customization, where you can basically do whatever you want as long as you have the tools for it.
Yeah.
So,
which costs money.
So what's the difference between Halo CE and Halo PC? Can somebody explain?
Okay, that's it.
Okay,
well, PC, like, what it is the maps are pretty much most of the same of what were on the regular Halo.
Okay.
A couple new ones. But on CE, what you can do is you can go to, like, websites, you download maps, and you put them in your maps file. Then you can open up CE. When you press, like, the get list to get all the servers up, you'll see the maps that you just downloaded. And those will have, like, new weapons, like BRs and, like, M4s and MP5s.
Wow, pretty sweet. I remember being FOMO reading a custom game where the dude was talking about flying vehicles. Now, can you do that in Halo CE?
There are a few maps.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are a few maps. One of the more interesting flying vehicles would be a Skyhawk. I've seen one on only one map. It's just a Warthog airplane. But there are other things. There are military jets and the long-awaited and most coveted longsword, and there's Pelican.
Oh, yes.
The longsword, massive black bomber that flies off. And
wow.
Nice.
It's a nuke.
Go ahead.
It shoots nukes.
So does this present an unbalanced advantage for the person flying? Or is there something that counters that?
A little bit. On a few of the maps, they have super weapons, basically.
I swear, I did not.
What in the world was that?
Why was that? The difficulties are...
Somebody's in trouble.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
That was classic, dude.
Please don't tell me.
Mommy, I swear that was me. I didn't pee on the toilet seat.
Mom, I said give me my mother effing chocolate milk.
Right, maybe we have to start over.
Man.
Oh, man. There goes the rapid typing again.
Really?
Sounds like a midget tap dancing.
20 minutes of hard-earned talking.
Midget tap dancing.
I also want to
edit that out.
Oh, man.
So we got Gary Coleman tap dancing in the background.
Asking for chocolate milk. Yeah, we got a good show.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
So, hey, sorry, another question I was going to ask is about what
sorry,
is... and let me get Spartan118 to answer this one. What can you customize in Halo CE? Is it dependent on the maps? And like, for instance, is it based on like a server you join? What kind of customizations there are, and what kind of customizations can you do altogether? Like, can you customize any kind of character models, weapons, HUDs, vehicles, maps, and all the little widgets that work on a map, like the transporters and all that stuff? What can you customize?
Well, I'll start with this. Without Halo CE, there is enough of a world of customization in its own if you have the right tools to do it. I found like a tool. I made the dust that comes out of the tires of the Warthog into flames, and I changed the sniper rifle to shoot rockets, and the assault rifle to shoot flames, and it messed things up a little bit when I tried to go on and play a sniper's match. I blew up every time I died, but...
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't kill anybody because the rockets
were so slow.
But what all can you customize?
And that's just with PC. Now, CE opens up the whole new world of maps. You can pretty much make your own map. I mean, you can't make a map capable of holding 64 people if... Because you have to expect the system requirements of the game. You're going to have people playing like that. I've tried playing huge maps on PCs that just barely make it. It doesn't work.
You can make a massive map, but you can't have 64 people in the game.
Well,
still
there's a limit of 16 people, kind of like Halo 2.
Well, 16 is basically the base limit for most Halo games.
Yeah.
I remember playing Halo CE, and my PC couldn't handle it. Like, I had to turn some of the higher... Like, I had to use low settings just to play it. So I was a little turned off about that.
It depends on the level of customization somebody puts into a map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
There are a few games that half the map doesn't even load until you actually go out there and go to that half of the map. It's you only have half of that loaded.
Wow.
There's one called, it's literally what it sounds like, it's called Huge Assets.
That's the best map ever.
Is it like two giant
hills? I saw part
hills?
One and two yeah. last night.
With the rat in the middle?
The prequel and the sequel.
There's all the good stuff film. Between.
Alright, so
go ahead. Is there a website that has tutorials and stuff like that?
Yes.
HaloMaps.org.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Like that. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, Bungie.net probably has the greatest amount of help you're probably ever going to get for CE. I mean, Halo Maps has, well, the maps, obviously, and the tools you need to make maps, but Bungie.net has thousands of people who know what they're doing, and they can help you step by step. And they already have a few tutorials up on there on how to edit maps.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Alright, can I add something to this real quick?
Please do.
Absolutely, my brother.
Alright, there's this mod made by the custom map team for the single player experience.
Yeah.
Basically, you download these maps into your maps file, and you can basically play the single player of Halo 1 with Halo 2 weapons in them.
Yeah, I gotta.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
I gotta mention something about that.
That's pretty impressive.
But I like that one more than the Halo 2, actually, because everything's much better, and you have a flamethrower and a machine gun. A literal, like, it's a flamethrower with the rotating barrel on it.
It's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a rocket launcher, like, within the battle rifle.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So you're running around,
SMG. It's a grenade
you're running
launcher.
Around like Lieutenant Ripley and aliens with a
yeah.
flamethrower.
Get back here, you
yeah.
bitch!
Machine guns like that.
Why did I say that?
Rolling around in skimpy panties.
Dude, those panties, man. What the crap? What was up with those panties? Of course, it's a little late to be asking this. This is like 1982. This
Who
came out. But
space
still,
panties,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, I know. That was the highlight of my adolescence.
Well, how do you think the Covenant have their shields? I mean, Covenant don't have our armor shielding. They have painted panties, which they're pre-shielding.
Exactly.
Like, the only effective hits are in the groin.
Oh, man.
Dude, but they're alien underwear. So they could be, you know...
Do you guys realize how much of Halo shield. Came from came from aliens, though? Like, with, you know, with there's so much that came from it. Whether it be the space marines, the motion sensors, the assault rifles,
exactly.
the whole outfits, the whole, a lot of the styling on a lot of the, both the marines and even in, like, the dark stuff and the alien stuff, there's a ton of it.
Even the vehicles.
Yeah, for sure.
And to this day, I shall never forgive 343 Guilty Spark.
He's guilty.
Any light
no.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Let's make some progress
for teleporting
here.
Me on the ceiling.
We're going on pretty slow. Yeah, okay, Stigmatic,
Cortana
you're up with
overload your shields whenever she wanted.
Stigmatic, you're up with Killazilla, man.
Killazilla asks, ever since I downloaded Mother Ghost Maps for Halo CE, I have been dying to make my own, but I have never done anything like this before. So I have a few questions. One, how do you design maps for Halo CE? I downloaded the map editor kit, but the instructions are confusing. Two, do I need any other software besides the editing kit to make maps? And three, are there any sites I can get tutorials, or could you give me a brief one? Well, I'm not really into making maps that much, so I wouldn't really be the person to ask, but I'm Spartan, I thought he was talking about it earlier.
I have, I think I might know a little something about that. I have a friend who's actually making a map for me, so, when it gets done, I will get back to you, Killazilla, on that.
But has anybody here made a map?
Well, I know.
Okay.
I don't know what the map is.
Nobody. Okay, but from what I understand, I'm sorry, real quick, I was just going to say is that I know you use 3D Studio Max or possibly another 3D editor to actually create the maps, and from there I believe you use the toolkit to do stuff like placing, you know, the spawn points, the you know, where the flag is and things like that. from what I understand.
Well, actually, well, I think you could either do that, or there's a program called Gorilla, I think. I think it comes with Halo CE, but you need that to make a map, I think.
If you want to edit maps, which is what I've done before, so you just use this easy program called .halo, which you can just search and download it, and you can just easily edit the stuff in the map, like change, it's just so easy. It just finds, like, if you want to change the projectiles on any weapons or it has all the tuts in it, just scans and everything.
I am a total noob when it comes to modding, period, and and I can use it, which means any 5-year-old could probably mod Halo 2 with this.
So that leads me to a question. Sorry about that. Leads me to a question on Halo CE. How bad is the modding? I mean, as bad as Halo.
Barely any CE's modders come up on CE at all.
We're all a little guilty of modding when you log into CE, because the whole thing is basically modding.
By modding, I think he's talking about, like, malicious modding.
There's nothing that will mess up
the other team, will give you an unfair advantage, things like that.
Well, yeah, there are two programs out that I know of. I don't think they're being distributed anymore. One of them's called Aimbot, which I think everyone knows about. And, well,
that's fun.
Halo CE all the dev, which basically means you can go into online play with dev mode on, which means you can have infinite ammo, super jumps, deathless flare, and I don't know anyone that uses Unreal Chief.
Those only work if you're a host and you have all of the power set I put on.
Yeah, and if you're a host, obviously people are just going to leave because you have to start your own game.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really cheating if everyone has it, so.
Hey, is there ranked play in Halo CE or Halo PC, such as matchmaking?
No.
There is no ranked play.
So it doesn't really
and
matter
there's no ma-
if you get modded, because you're not getting modded against your rank. It's just a custom game.
Yeah, Bungie doesn't really care about modding in CE and PC, really, because there's nothing really you could benefit from modding.
Right.
Except getting more kills. And
interesting.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's no levels or anything.
Okay.
Right.
Cool if there was, though.
Let's move on to the next one with only UPS. Who's got this one? It's like FaceEd.
What about only FedEx?
Did I skip one? Oh, only FedEx.
FedEx.
Only DHL, man.
Did I skip Airport Express?
Only DHL. All
right. Only USPS. Right. Go ahead.
UPS. All right.
Only UPS asks, "Hey guys, I've always known what Halo CE was, but never how it worked. I would like to know if only people who made the game can make the mods, or it's all fan base. Also, could you possibly give me some detail on what kind of added content is in the game?" All right. Well, anyone, like we said before, can make mods or maps or character models.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone for the whole game, and then you can take them online and test them out with friends, put a password on it. And added content, if you get the campaign mod, you're good for a while because it's really hard because there's hunters everywhere.
Yeah, there are hunters in the Pillar of Autumn. Hunters on the Pillar of Autumn, man.
There are extra Spartans, though, in the Pillar of Autumn.
Yeah, every Marine is basically a Spartan with full shielding. And they're
badass.
And
Rock Solar.
That's pretty. And other than like custom maps, that's pretty much.
No, that's cool though. That's good to know.
All right, Max Axelrad says, "Yeah, I have a question regarding the maps themselves. How do you go about controlling the amount of space the maps take up on your computer? Because I have 30 plus gigs of map files and nowhere else to put them.
Dang.
So that's compression. How do I control the space?
Dang.
Wow."
30
off,
gigs.
I just gotta say, have you seen the sun in a few years? Seriously, you have way too much free time. But
rent some space in a data center. I don't know, man.
Unless you have a separate hard drive, there's no way to control the amount of space they have. And you can't really compress them. Well, you can't compress them. There's no way to control the amount of space they take up on the hard drive.
Sucky.
Yeah.
How could you have 30 gigs of maps? That's.
I don't even think.
Okay, how much does.
That's like 500 maps right there, dude.
How much does. I have like 80 maps, and it's not even half a gig.
I don't even think Mother Goat has 30 gigs of freaking maps on a hard drive.
How much does the average map?
We'll see how many maps I've downloaded.
On its hard drive.
It's already like.
Hey guys.
500 megs already, so.
Hey guys. How much does the average map take?
Yes.
20 megs, maybe?
20 megs?
Wow. 5,200.
I don't really know.
So somewhere between 20 and 100.
Yeah.
Okay. So if he has 30 plus gigs of maps, he has some serious friggin' maps going on.
It must take forever to load up.
Oh, man. That's hardcore. All right.
That's really...
So let's get to the next one here. Who's got this one?
Stick, it's all you.
Ooh, we're on Halo Freak? Oh, Max. Yeah. Oh, wait. All right, Halo Freak.
Halo Freak.
I don't have an Xbox, so I spend most of my time in Halo PC and Halo CE. I was just wondering why sometimes I get a message saying unable to join game when there seems to be no reason as to why I can't join. When I try multiple times with servers like this, I keep getting the same message. Why does this happen? Is it something to do with the host or the network or something? Thanks for your help. Keep on fragging trucks. Yeah, I have this problem sometime too, and it's yes. I have it on Xbox too.
It was so annoying when I had it.
Conflicting firewalls or routers or something.
You something
just need to
maps.
It could be the file name.
You can either go into your router settings and like screw with your firewall in there and turn it down, or just like turn off your firewall on your computer. Or it's just simply like conflicting with a server or something you can't join. But
yeah, there are a lot of errors in Halo CE. Like the other night, I got one that said I had an incorrect CD key. So what I can say is, an error like that in Halo CE is like a blue screen of death. You never want to see it, but it's eventually going to happen. So if it does, I say restart Halo CE or your computer if you need to. And if it does not work, just wait a while. Maybe it'll sort itself out. Like Bungie occasionally does.
I've talked to JVB about similar errors I've had on the 360, and he's saying it has something to do with your NAT settings on your router, or possibly your firewall or something like that. I mean, it's a NAT conflict of some type. It's basically some kind of network conflict over the internet, where you're not able to connect directly with another, another computer or Xbox or something else over the internet.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have something directly to do with Halo PC if it's the same error that I'm thinking of.
Well,
I don't have a router and it still happens for me sometimes.
Damn you, Linksys. So. You foil my plans again.
If there's like some versions of the same map but like a couple versions with the same name.
Yeah, like you.
Like exactly the same, but you won't be able to join it, and you'll have no. It's like, oh come on, and especially with the Halo 2 maps. There's a lot of versions.
Yeah.
And another thing. Oh, go ahead.
You know, you think developers of the same map would have enough sense to put at least a capital letter in their map names so you don't get constant conflict. But I have like. 7 maps are the exact same name.
Spartan, you were saying?
Yeah, sometimes it's just the way the server's set up. Sometimes it's just a port that you can't get to with your firewall. And I know people were saying change your firewall settings, but sometimes they set it to a port that you just can't get to. And I've had that a lot of times, and I disable my firewall completely, and it still just won't let me join.
Hmm. Okay. Mm.
Because I have a primitive router, so it doesn't have any built-in firewall.
All right. Well, let's move to the next one here. What do we got next?
It's Alicat85. Oh, that's a good thing.
Alicat.
I think it's Unreal, I think.
Yeah, it's Unreal.
All right. He says the lag in Halo PC seems to behave differently than lag that I've seen in online games, including Halo 2. For example, When shooting the pistol in Halo PC, I have to aim way out in front of the person walking perpendicular to me to hit him. The same goes for the sniper rifle, but when I'm on a LAN, I have to leave my targets very little or not at all. With lags in most games, actions are simply delayed. Why does it seem so different for Halo PC?
Well, I think I can answer this pretty simply.
All right, go ahead.
I think it has something to do with the engine that Halo PC and CE uses. Because the physics engine, I think, is a little bit different. So it's more realistic. Like, in order to hit someone, you have to aim out in front of them, because I think the speed at which they're walking has something to do with, like, the trajectory of the bullet, or some kind of cosmic thing I'm overlooking. But it happens all the time. It's not lag. It really exists. It's there on purpose.
Okay.
I think it's just for realism.
Anybody else? You know, one thing I was going to say is that, real quick, is that I think that has something to do with, on the PC, you don't have a standard PC that you're developing for. You're developing for system requirements, and then if they have less than that, they can even scale it down. The thing is that there are PCs out there that may be hosting that may be lagging because they don't have the processing power to keep up with the graphics they're trying to display on the screen and the sound and etc. So the thing is with that is that, you know, you have that kind of lag not being able to keep up with the network connection. So that lags out the whole network that the host is keeping track of. So I think that's another thing that is probably a major factor in that.
Yeah, recently a plague of lag has struck the servers in Halo CE for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
I think it's the Bungie main server.
Could be.
It's been a little bit laggy lately.
That's GameSpy.
Well, GameSpy, whatever. It's been laggy.
Whatever.
GameSpy runs. GameSpy runs PS2 online, which is just horrible. So.
Yeah, PS2. I know that. PS2's so basic a caveman wouldn't know how to use it.
Wow.
I take that as an offense. I love my PS2.
Shut up, you Cro-Magnon.
PS2, I don't like that. Alright.
Shut up, you Cro-Magnon.
Dude.
Hear your caveman
ways. Oh, it's fighting words. Okay. Right. Let's move on to the next one here. We got Hashiria. JDG.
Yeah, Hashiria. Hashiria.
Michael Jordan.
Let's go with Hash.
Hash is good. Well, the name is good anyway. All right, whose turn is it before I get into trouble here?
Spartans.
Spartans.
Yeah.
Is it possible to... I don't even want to say his name. Is it possible to import custom weapons for use in Halo CE without having to put it on animations of a Halo weapon? I've seen custom weapons that are put on animations not suited for the weapon. M6D aims on a revolver.
Animates on a revolver.
Yes. Animations.
Yeah. When all that was required was to add the melee and throw grenade aims onto the original set. The model was originally from the Specialist, a Matrix-like Half-Life multiplayer mod. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's trying to say.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
Exactly.
Seems like I have a lot of the answers for this. No. You have to have at least the base animations of firing and recoil, reloading, and throw grenade. If you don't have those animations, it simply won't look right. It'll look sloppy, and it won't really work.
Yeah, the D-Day level with the MP40.
Yeah, doesn't really work.
Yeah.
It had no animation whatsoever. It was just, you aim forward and you just hear it.
Sucky. Okay, so you have to add specific animations for the different, for those different effects.
But it's just the base animations. Like, for the sniper rifle, you gotta have pulling up the clip and then putting in a new one,
right.
M60, pulling off that clip, you know, same. Just the base animations that you need for everything. Every weapon has to have one.
Okay. That's good to know. All right. Well, moving on to LT Sparksalot, who says, hey, thanks. All right. So when me and my friend used to play CE, we had this awesome map called Chaos Gulch, Although Chaos Clutch has default skins, the weapons are modded. Basically, the AR is an automatic rocket launcher. The shotgun sprays out fuel rod, the original fuel rod, which had energy overheated, as opposed to rounds like in Halo 2. Plasma pistol shot versus explosive fuel rod. Rockets shot a huge clump of a needler. The sniper does explosive rounds and much, much more. Yeah, very cool. Whoa. Have you guys played this?
Funnest map ever, but then I got bored of it, so.
Yeah.
Actually, me and Unreal were playing that today, and it is probably the coolest map ever.
So, when you say map, you're like including all of the weapon and character mods and everything else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
character mods. Wow, I have something really weird to say about that.
Go ahead.
I've seen two just really weird character mods. One of them, the Master Chief was, it was a chick in like really bad looking Spartan armor with no helmet. It was like one of those Dragon Ball Z scouters. I know, it's not all right. Another one, it was a perfect model of Samus that like had the HUD.
I remember that one.
I know, the Talon IV map.
Remember that one that was Jessica Alba naked?
Naturally, dude. If you guys have this much customization, it's just a matter of time until someone comes up with something like that.
They had a map where you were a naked woman, and I'm not lying about this. And all of the surfaces were pictures of, like, Playboy models. Every single surface. So the sky was just a giant cover of a Playboy. And the ground, and you're like, you'd be like riding in a Playboy Warthog.
Oh, that is like retarded, man.
Covering the windshield.
Oh my gosh, dude.
The windshield, you were seeing. You had two headlights blocking your path.
That would get annoying so quick.
That map
it's like,
called, like,
I don't know where
porn.
I'm going, there's just boobs everywhere. Anyway.
Let's go for that massive boob up there on Boob Mountain. Come on, we can take the boob.
Oh, man. Okay. Parents are like, I'm never letting my kids play Halo again. Alright.
The boob into the base. You just open the gate.
open the boob. Go to the boob. Alright. Alright. Who's next? Who's next? Before we get off on the boobs.
I haven't got it like that.
Stigmatic.
Fine, I call cows rule.
Lieutenant Sparks-a-Lot says.
Said that.
Wait, never mind. Yeah.
Hunter. It says the same Hunter's thing he said last time.
Ray Sec says, alright, I have done some map building myself, and let's just say it is a complicated process.
Agreed.
The most I have been able to accomplish is rebuilding Blood Gulch to have at least running around trying to kill you while you can get in a Covenant dropship or a Pelican and skinny, which I can still do. So just contact me at if you air this, I give you my permission to say this email on the air.
Hunter the Dance Man at gmail.com. That's something I really, really, really would have expected from G. Lewis.
And so that's not
so Brent Gamer.
Right, Hunter the Dance Man at gmail.com. So please send him all of your forwards, you know.
Every one of them. Spam his inbox.
Spam it, yeah. Hey, if you get a spam, don't bother...
spam tabulate his email.
Don't bother putting it in junk folders.
Yes.
Don't spam his email, I guarantee you.
Oh, man.
You won't like the dance man when he's angry.
But hey, he gave us his permission to say that on the air, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, man. Hunter. That brings back memories.
So apparently it's a very complicated process to create maps. I mean, in the sense of you have to know what you're doing within 3D to be able to.
Create
I think Mentos would be good at that.
Yeah, Mentos maybe, but I can kind of relate because I am addicted to Oblivion and I sometimes mess around with the physics and stuff like that. So I go into this program and. I know how hard it can be to mess up, like, not mess up, but design your own stuff and that kind of thing. Wow, that brings back memories of AI maps.
Okay. Well, let's go on to the next one, shall we?
Alright.
I'll tell you later, Fumo.
Yeah. I can't wait. Alright.
I'm up. Drummer for Hire asks, I saw a video of Halo CE, and you could aim like in Call of Duty 2 down the sights of your gun. Thought it was pretty cool mod. I was wonder who makes the mods. Are they user created, or did the other people make them and get paid? It would be cool and stuff like on Halo CE could be ported to Xbox. What? Alright, I think I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I've seen this video before.
I haven't seen it, but I have an idea of what he's talking about.
Let's let the guy that read the tip answer that one. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What it was, I think I know what he's talking about. I haven't seen it, but what it is it's just the zoom function. And what the zoom instead of, like, the little thing around it.
The binocular?
It's the barrel of the gun, like Call of Duty. It's not much. I think it's just on, like, a couple maps I've seen.
I have yet to see this mod, and I've seen a lot of mods.
I think it was made by a Bitter Banana, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think that.
Bitter Banana, he makes a lot of...
Really? He makes cool ones.
He made Aimbot and Halo CE Dev, so he's responsible for a lot of noobs who go around yelling, OMG, look at me, I own you.
No, he tricked people into thinking that it was an aimbot, but it really flipped the screen.
No, he released an actual version of aimbot. The one that he has out now.
No, he took it off.
I know, but he released the version of aimbot.
Now tell me, aimbot. When you say aimbot, now I assume you're talking about some kind of mod that gives you an unfair advantage, right? Of being able to auto aim, like perfectly.
Auto aim, basically.
Auto aim. All right. I have the same guy who was designing that map for me. I saw him play with auto aim, and you have to adjust all these variables and stuff like that. And if you aim in their general direction, you have about a 50 or 60% better chance of scoring it. Headshot if you have a sniper.
Boom, headshot.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people use aimbot nowadays.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
But they're all customs anyway, so it's not like they're getting any rank, so there's wasting
time.
Well,
yeah, but there are professional clans that play, so they really crack. They crack down hard on people who play, use aimbot.
Huh, okay. Yeah, so don't use aimbot. Okay, good. Alright, so let's see. What are we on now? Cow's Rule, right?
Cow's Rule. That'd be me. Alright. Cow's Rule says, first off, I would like to say I love Halo 1. Anyways, I was thinking about buying a Halo PC for my Mac, but I was curious if you could use an Xbox 360 controller instead of a keyboard. Just curious, and thank you for answering. Well, I can answer this one personally because I have one set up and I'm holding it in my hands right now.
nice.
Basically, you have to... If you have a third-party brand like Pelican or Mad Catz, you have to download a set of drivers when you put it in the USB port. But I think the official one, it has the drivers already needed installed, and once you get all that done, all you have to do is map the buttons in-game, which is a lot harder than you think, because unlike Halo 2, you can only use one button per function, so you have to, like, program the control pad for, like, getting in vehicles and stuff. So.
Yeah, but that's what I like about it so much. FPS is made for mouse and keyboard. That's what I like about Halo 1 on the PC.
The bumpers make it easier because of, like, shooting, crouching, that kind of thing.
So let's see. So on a Mac, I have a Mac, so I mean, I know that it has, like, crazy USB support within within all kinds of different controllers and
awesome
peripherals and all that stuff. I'm sure with on a Mac that you could, map it to just the same as you could on a PC. You might want to check some forums first and look on that just to make sure before you actually buy one, in case you don't already have a USB controller. But I'm pretty sure that on a Mac you'd be able to connect just the same way as you would on a PC.
I believe actually. Sorry. Microsoft does release drivers for it for Mac.
Yeah, I have to download the drivers, but if you just search cows, if you want them, just see me on Pawtacular, I'll get them for you.
Way cool. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Who's got H2CE9?
Stigmatic, that sounds all you.
All right. H2CE9 says, "Hi, Gaius." Guys.
Hi guys, I am French.
Watch yours.
Hi guys, I want you to post this on the show because I need some answers.
Well, you got
first
some answers.
And
we're
foremost,
posting on the show for all to read.
First and foremost, what is a good 3D animating thing for me to make maps once?
What?
To make maps. One. Secondly, what are the other programs I need so I can import my map to Halo CE? And last but not least, how can I get people to download it?
Dude,
you need to learn how to use periods. So, I hope that one of you people will answer me. I also have a
play too much
joke. Okay, here it is. You know you listen to too much Podtacular if you put it on your iPod and fall asleep with it on every night. I guess I listen to too much Podtacular. Sorry about the S and
E's.
Oh, E. Sorry about the E's.
Yes, okay, for those of you that don't know, he put it like it one of those U with an apostrophe, like a French thing, like all over the place on his post.
I think he wrote it in like some other language and then.
Oh, it was bad. He's French.
Oh,
he eats freedom fries, mayonnaise.
Stroking my French mustache.
All right, so. What was his questions? Let me see.
Didn't he have some 3D animating
programs? Wow. It's kind of easy to figure out. I don't really know, though, because I've never really heard of this. So. I suppose 3DS Max, maybe, and I don't know if Halo CE could use the same texture and meshes program that Oblivion uses, but you could probably use a program called NIFS Scope for opening .nif files, which is basically meshes and textures.
Well,
but I don't know anyone who can help.
Like a guy said before, he said it's very complicated to create maps and other things within Halo CE. You need to know what you're doing in the 3D already, it's not just like a one-step process. It's not like you can take a tutorial and know what you're doing. You need to, you know, go through a lot of different training materials and stuff like that. So, which is why, you know, the people at Bungie are paid to do what they're doing. So,
they're paid?
Yeah.
Of course. What do you think, they're charity workers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, that's the thing, you know? It's like, it's hardcore. It's not like, it's not like Far Cry where you can just, like, use your controller to create maps.
You got 10 minutes, and you're done.
You got 10 minutes. And you're done.
Space. 10 minutes.
Oh.
Come on, Gary. Let me stay on.
Busted.
Okay.
The whole world is gonna hear that,
man.
No one's gonna edit that out.
Hi, Mom.
Hope you know that.
That was classic, dude. We're gonna make funny forever that one.
Yes.
Like we already did yesterday.
No, you got 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
Add about. Yeah. I have.
Okay, now you have 9 minutes.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That was perfect. Oh.
And the rest of the show is going to be about how many minutes you have left. All right, anyway.
Wow.
Let's move on and let's hurry up so we can get the 10 minutes done before somebody gets in trouble and gets their ass kicked.
Yeah, let's go through this as fast as possible.
Yeah.
The storm says it.
So anyway, someone else says blah, blah, blah. Okay, and that's the show. No.
Oh, yeah. Time to go listen to more Podtacular and fall asleep.
Don't forget to...
Fumo's calming voice.
You're right.
I do that. Forget to send in your voicemails.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's do one or two more, and let's wrap it up. Who's next? Who's next? Dustworm. Hurry! Or his mom will kick all our asses.
Okay.
It's crypto.
Crypto.
Oh, it's my turn. This one's really long. Okay. I'll
take Hi, Crypto's mom. Dustorm. You're being heard by 1,500 people right now.
Duststorm says, the Halo Custom Edition games, Halo CE, is a free, unsupported upgrade and standalone program that will install alongside your Halo PC game. Unlike Halo PC, okay, it basically, this is a run, I think this is just a rundown of,
yeah.
Oh wait, no, it's got something else here. It's a basic part of it. Of course, Halo CE is a customizable version of the Halo PC retail. Gamers can make their own maps, which can be used for a totally new online experience, blah, 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 we know about that. Maps, third-party software is required, like 3DS Max or GMax, where you can make maps from scratch and import textures. Many people make their own or revamp current maps, like Blood Gulch or Ascension. And he spelled those wrong. Weapons. People can design their own weapons, projectiles, and effects that make these purely unique. Some of these ideas that came from Halo CE are being implemented into the Halo 3 project, i.e. Spike Grenade. Some have become dual-wieldable vehicles. Some people make new vehicles like hoverboards or modify undrivable vehicles like
Pelican,
Covenant dropship. Alright, where's
and
this hoverboard?
Sword.
I must possess this hoverboard.
Sounds right. Cool.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that before. And flying ghosts. You can actually fly ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
No, that's a glitch, though.
But it's fun. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And bipeds. Some gamers have made it to where you can play as grunts, marines, hunters, blood, and even sentinels, all based on what team you're on. Finally, user interfaces. People have made menus with different font types and sizes, and have changed the background to be a map like Zanzibar. The HUD can also be changed to be updated like the Halo 2 HUD or different. That's Halo CE in a nutshell. There's a whole lot more.
Things with a nutshell.
A nutshell.
I don't know
more
what language
info
that is, but that's right.
Release at halomaps.org.
Muchas gracias. I don't know why I'm talking Spanish now, okay?
JVB is not here. French Crypto takes over.
Yeah, JVB, by the way, if you guys didn't notice, JVB had to skip out. He was a little busy.
Oh,
he
really?
Had to go buy a bunk bed.
I thought he had suddenly become mute. Guess not.
I told him to go, say, okay, that has two bunks? Perfect, I'll take it. I gotta get back. I gotta get on the show.
Yeah.
But he wasn't up for that.
Blue screen.
Alright.
The blue glare of death.
Yeah. Who's next?
Who's this next one? Spartan.
Okay.
That's all you.
No, I'll take.
Spartan.
It's
even
it's
I don't think Spartan's
it's
there.
It's
oh,
unreal. It's
unreal.
Alright. Carbon deutoxide says. Deutoxide?
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide asked, Halo CE is awesome and all, but at first, why was it created? And is there going to be a Halo 2 custom edition for Windows Vista?
Wow, that's really easy. Halo CE was created because people
let's let the guy that asked read the thing answer.
Thank you. I know. I just like attention. I just did it in a newt shell. Go ahead, Unreal.
Okay. Go ahead.
I know. You want to add to that?
Well, you didn't answer.
I think you answered that.
Oh my gosh.
I did not. I didn't answer. What about the custom edition for Windows Vista? You didn't answer.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be a Halo 2 custom edition for Windows Vista.
No, that's not a Halo 3 commercial because all shiny.
Dude, we're crashing and burning right now, man.
Yeah.
Somebody answer the friggin' question.
Yes. You could probably ask the creators of the mods because I don't know.
Okay.
Mods? That wouldn't have
Well, Halo CE is a, add-on. I mean, the add-on.
Yeah.
Creators of that.
So. It's an extra.
Okay, so on as far as a custom edition for Windows Vista, there will be a Halo 2 for Vista, and there will be a map editor. It's not the same as the map editor as it is for Halo PC /CE. Well, I should say CE.
Yeah,
because the way that the map editing now is for CE, you really have to be an industry professional to know what you're doing and to be able to get in there and make your own maps. Because you have to be able to be proficient within 3D Studio Max or some other 3D editor. So the thing is with Vista, on that, it's going to have its own separate map editor. So with Halo 2 Vista, you're going to be able to go in, even if you don't know what you're doing, and as long as you, you know, learn the process, you're going to be able to create your own maps. And that's what they've said within previous updates and such. But no other info has been released on it. We don't know what it's called, how it works, or anything like that. You'll just have to wait for that. So something to look forward to, definitely.
I'm pretty sure they won't let it. I'm pretty sure they will come out with a more simplified version.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's standalone, so.
Adjusting the map,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, before we get our butts kicked by Crypto's mom, what else we got left?
No, that wasn't my mom. That was SpaceX's mom.
SpaceX's?
Mom isn't even here.
Yeah, my mom isn't here either.
Everyone but you, like, knows.
They said has a.
That was
really...
my mom, dude. That was my mom.
They said his name is Kyle. Butts. If that gives you an idea.
All right. Let's do. Let's see. What are we on next? Let's do.
Dweez.
Oh, we're on Dweez.
Dweez. All right. Yes. Next Spartan's turn.
Yeah, it's Spartan.
Okay. Dweez asks, "Hey guys, there were just a few things I was wondering about Halo C. My first question is there a storyline or is it just customizing things? Well, it's just customizing things, pretty much. There's no storyline unless you get the custom map team mod. My second question is the game very glitchy? Because I've heard there's a lot of customization. Not really.
It shouldn't be.
My last question is, how much exactly can you customize? Can you make vehicles, make spawns, and make the maps? Those are all my questions. Keep up the good work with the show.
So, Spartan, what do we got?
I've already exhausted all my talk tickets, so go ahead.
You can make vehicles, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do that. I've seen some custom vehicles. Make Spartans, well, according to what I've been listening to, I think you can, but I've never seen any. And make the maps. Well, I don't know. I think CE is about making maps, but so I think you can make the maps.
CE is about a whole new world of reality.
I'm just not too sure about that one.
You can bend the laws of physics with
it's
CE.
It's a virtual world. Cruise around in there, like, eat and sleep and everything else.
It's like World of Warcraft.
The real world.
People who play it actually have a life.
Day it was one. Painkill,
you just got
old. A little bit
oh.
Oh, Jeffrey's just gonna hate me.
No, so
maybe he'll put you in weekly forge.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, so anything else to add to that, Spartan?
No, not really.
You're like, no, that's pretty much it. All right.
We're just doing the thing. I'll be off.
Yeah. I mean, other than the day it came out, the universe got a little bigger. It hasn't gotten smaller since.
I
want to
get on the computer.
Uh oh, it's about that time.
Scotty, listen.
Well,
10 minutes.
They said we will see you later then.
Yeah,
all right. We'll continue the show.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Contrary
to
what
I was waiting for
believe,
that to happen, I was like, oh, it's going to happen. Just give it a couple minutes. All right, guys, so let's wrap it up. Send in your comments at Serta to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. And as you can hear, we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
Ooh.
For sure.
I guess I'll read this. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo read it. Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Collins show.
Yeah.
I'll do this.
All right. Okay.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. It's pretty cool. We also have tournaments and other events going on every week that you can participate in. And there's lots of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, and new Halo 2 maps and other stuff.
3207 for the win.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to PodSecular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
Woo.
And we're sorry we couldn't read everybody's tips, but we are
limited
on time.
We only skipped about four, I think.
Yeah, keep sending them in, guys.
Okay, we can always edit in.
Just do what I...
And somebody's about to get grounded for a week, so...
Shout out to Placeholder.
Holman, to do your part, man.
No shout-outs this week,
yeah. Got him on speed dial, man.
Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive. And these are other people.
I am Unreal Chief. Hey.
Stigmatic X.
I am Crypto in a nutshell.
Facehead, who's about to go get grounded.
Oh,
man. Dude, Facehead's gonna get all kinds of crap on the forums.
And I'm your Halo PC, Spectacular Halo PC Overlord, Spartan 1118.
Oh, yeah.
Temporary
hey,
Overlord.
Before we...
1118.
Yeah.
And
extra digit there.
Hey, before we wrap up, let's talk about the Halo PC clan for Podtacular, because we have our own Halo PC clan, right?
Right. We do.
Yeah.
You and
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that work, real quick? How can people sign up and get started in that?
Just head on over to the forums, just post there, and
Halo
we
PC
will get
section.
You a position in the clan as soon as possible.
And there's the Counter-Strike Source clan, too, that we tried
yeah.
to start.
Nice.
We tried to, but never really happened.
If any of you guys play Counter-Strike Source, then, you know, we only have, like, four people in it, so...
I do, but I'm not going to join. I play, but I won't join.
Yeah. Please read the frequently asked questions page before you sign up and say that you don't have a mic or Skype.
Oh, the worst possible.
Good God!
Oh my! Oh! Oh my!
Dude, that's like a nuclear
Kyle.
Alarm.
Oh
phone,
man, Kyle!
Man.
And that was a deafening sound in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Oh, here comes the whambulance.
Dude. I want one of those phones, man. That was awesome.
Oh, man. It's all about those phones.
It's from the 80s.
And if all of you like that, when you go download Skype...
Do you still rent
you
that phone? I'm just curious.
Tone to that.
I'm sorry, go ahead. On
Skype,
what did you say?
Well,
you can say your ringtone is that exact sound, so if you go
right.
download Skype now, you can go ahead and...
Yeah, so
that's like
sure
the most
that.
Annoying thing ever.
Dude, that was awesome.
It's just like my 20-year-old monitor.
Stay in the show. Okay, well, until next time, guys, I am Fumo
okay.
Jive.
I'm Jason.
Stigmatic X.
I am temporary pod. I am temporary pod PC Overlord Crypto in a nutshell.
I'm Unreal Chief that gave Crypto the Overlord position for a while.
And Overlord Spartan 500 times 2 plus 118.
Yeah. And I know JVB was gonna say this, so duh.
Wow, that
we'll never forget you, man.
Alright, later,
yeah,
guys.
Bye,
bye,
bye, guys.
See you next week.
Until next
later.
Time, man. Keep on buying bunks.
Yeah.
Now.
There's only one thing left to say.